USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump confirming he did cancel a planned retaliatory strike against Iran at the last minute last night. The president tweeting this morning that military airstrikes were, quote, not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone, as the U.S. accuses Iran of doing back on Wednesday. The president saying he was told that 150 people or so would die in those U.S. strikes on three sites in Iran. Before news broke that the strikes were even considered, Republican Congressman Mark Green last night was expressing his opinion that such action should be taken.
I think the world needs to see, honestly, smoke and fire. I think Kim Jong-un needs to see smoke and fire. There's been an attack on the U.S. military, and if we don't respond, we're incentivizing future attacks.
Green spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
A Texas cop is dead after being shot by a suspect late yesterday. Investigators say the unidentified Mission police officer was waved down and told about a suspect brandishing a weapon, and that suspect ended up firing at the officer, who died at a hospital a few hours later. The suspect is now in custody.
It's critically important that we take action, and that we take action now.
That's the governor of Oregon, who sent police out to search for Republican lawmakers who've been skipping work to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The whereabouts of 11 Senate Republicans remain unknown, and Governor Kate Brown says,
it's time for the Senate Republicans to show up and do the job that Oregonians elected them to do.
Republicans say the bill would cut jobs in that logging state and would increase fuel prices, too. A huge fire continues to burn after two explosions rock a refinery in Philadelphia earlier this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump does another exclusive interview with another network that this time focuses largely on his immigration policy.
I went up 17 points because I'm tough at the border. Because the Hispanics want toughness at the border. They don't want people coming and taking their jobs. They don't want criminals to come because they understand the border better than anybody.
In that Telemundo interview, the president also squabbled at times with host Jose Diaz-Balart.
When people come through, you have MS-13 coming through. Hispanics,
that's not the majority, Mr. President.
But it's a lot of people.
It may be some.
If it was one in 100, it's
the mothers that are coming with their children aren't MS-13.
But if it's
the
one
people
in
who are raped in their town and have to leave aren't MS-13.
I agree. But if it's one in 100, it's too many.
Prosecutors are not dropping murder charges against a decorated Navy SEAL despite a surprise admission that another SEAL claims to have been the killer. A prosecution witness at the murder trial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher testifying yesterday that Gallagher stabbed an injured ISIS fighter in 2017, but it was Navy SEAL Corey Scott who says he suffocated the teenager afterwards, knowing that he was going to die anyway. Prosecutors argue that Scott's only made that confession because he has immunity and doesn't want to see Gallagher go to prison. And a pair of UFOs seen over Kansas City last night ended up being Department of Defense balloons. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.